David Greengold had been born in that most American of communities, Brooklyn. But at his bar mitzvah, something important had changed in his life. After proclaiming, "Today I am a man," he'd gone to the celebration party and met some family members who'd flown in from Israel. His uncle Moses was a very prosperous dealer in diamonds there. David's own father had 7 retail jewelry stores, the flagship of which was on 40th Street in Manhattan. While his father and his uncle talked business over California wine, David had ended up with his first cousin, Daniel. His elder by 10 years, Daniel had just begun work for the Mossad, Israel's main foreign intelligence agency. And, a quintessential newbie, he had regaled his cousin with stories. Daniel's obligatory military service had been with the Israeli paratroopers, and he'd made 11 jumps, and had seen some action in the 1967 Six-Day War. For him, it had been a happy war, with no serious casualties in his company, and just enough kills to make it seem to have been a sporting adventure. A hunting trip against game that was dangerous, but not overly so, with a conclusion that had fitted very well with his pre-war outlook and expectations. The stories had provided a vivid contrast to the gloomy TV coverage of Vietnam that had led off every evening news broadcast then. And with the enthusiasm of his newly reaffirmed religious identity, David had decided on the spot to emigrate to his Jewish homeland as soon as he graduated from high school. His father, who'd served in the U.S. 2nd Armored Division in the Second World War, and on the whole found the adventure less than pleasing, had been even less happy by the possibility of his own sons going to an Asian jungle to fight a war for which neither he nor any of his acquaintances had much enthusiasm. And so when graduation came, young David flew El Al to Israel and really never looked back. He brushed up on his Hebrew, served his uniform time, and then, like his cousin, he was recruited by the Mossad. In this line of work, he'd done well, so well that today he was the station chief in Rome, an assignment of no small importance. His cousin Daniel, meanwhile, had left and gone back to the family business, which paid far better than a civil servant's wage. Running the Mossad station in Rome kept him busy. He had 3 full-time intelligence officers under his command, and they took in a goodly quantity of information. Some of this information came from an agent they called Hassan. He was Palestinian by ancestry and had good connections in the PFLP, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. And the things he learned there he shared with his enemies, for money. Enough money, in fact, enough to finance a comfortable flat a kilometer from the Italian Parliament building. David was making a pickup today. The location was one he'd used before, the men's room of the Ristorante Giovanni, near the foot of the Spanish Steps. First taking the time to enjoy a lunch of veal francese, it was superb here. He finished his white wine and then rose to collect his package.